Hi, everybody. It is December 18th, 2017. Put that in perspective. This coming Sunday, Monday, a week from today, not Sunday, is Christmas Day. So Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy Hanukkah, joyous Kwanzaa, and anything in between. Happy Festivus to the rest of you. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thank you so much for listening. We got a nice show. We've got Jane Broom, who is one of the senior managers of, senior director, for Microsoft. And we're going to talk about their commitment to computer science in education K-12 and their efforts to give digital skills to everybody. We want teachers to understand Microsoft. I don't have to talk about Microsoft. Everybody knows that. But the fact of the matter is they really want to work with schools. And I have to tell you, it's good because they need to create their workforce. We got to do something out there. Okay, so it's key stuff. So Jane will join us in just a second. We're going to archive the show at education-talkradio.org. We'll tweet it out, as we always do, over at EduTalk Radio. You can follow us over there. You can follow Jane at Jane Broom. Just like it sounds. And our Facebook is EduTalk Radio 2. It's Monday. Give me a break. I can talk. All right. Snowing here in Maine for a change. And 12 degrees. What can I tell you? It's just another beautiful day. But I bet it is better in Seattle or in Washington environs where Jane is. And I happen to know that Jane is a University of Washington grad. Would I be correct on that, Jane?
You are very correct.
Right. I saw
Go
your
dogs.
Twitter. I followed you. I followed you today as I put your Twitter address into a tweet I sent out, and you have it over there.
Uh-oh.
And well, no, that's okay. It says down at the bottom, of your description, it says University of Washington. I think it said Go Huskies, didn't it? Go.
Yeah, you can say Go Huskies or Go Dogs. If you're talking to a national crowd, I should probably say Go Huskies. But locally here, they're known as the Dogs.
I didn't know that, Jane. I didn't know that.
Yeah, well,
okay.
See, so, I'm a wealth of information.
You are. Thank you very much for being on the show today. We really appreciate that. No, it's
Thank
great. You,
you
are
for having me.
My pleasure, as a matter of fact. Okay, and
really?
Everybody. Yeah, it is. And everybody knows about Microsoft. It really is my pleasure to have you here because I think it's incredibly important. I'll tell you why. I just did a show, the last one, it was a 10:30 show this morning with my friend Rich Long, who's the executive director of a group of educational organizations, an organization called Learning First. And he was talking about the business community, the corporate community, okay, and how they have to be involved in education. And that's exactly what you're doing. Okay, and I've been saying that for a long time, so it's great. It's just great. By the way, a shout out. I got to give a shout out to Alyssa and Katie over at WE Worldwide for helping me put together today's show. Thank you, ladies. Okay, so talk to me. First of all, everybody would want to know this. How did you wind up at Microsoft Philanthropies? And actually, you can define what Microsoft Philanthropies does. Boy, that's hard to say.
It's a hard word to say, especially on a Monday morning.
Microsoft Philanthropies. Boy, that's a lot of sounds in there.
You're right. It's a lot of syllables.
It is. So tell us about that and you and all that sort of thing.
Well, great. Well, hey, I am a lifelong Washingtonian. I have lived here my whole life. Grew up in Spokane, Washington. Woohoo!
Ah.
And went to
the
University of Washington. Yep. And then immediately went to Microsoft. So you could say maybe I don't get out very often. I don't know. But and I just had my 25th anniversary at Microsoft. So I've been here for 25 years. Yeah. Yeah. And about 20 of those years have been working in and around education.
That's fantastic. And I got to tell you, when I saw your picture on Twitter, you just surprised me when you said you've been at Microsoft for 25 years. Okay.
Oh, well, you're nice.
You look younger.
Yes.
I bet it.
It's one of the major reasons why we need to continue to invest in science is to, keep working on the anti-wrinkle cream.
Well, it's working. You look great, I got to tell you. And
thank you.
You surprised me when you said that. Okay. And but anyway, what do you call somebody from Spokane? A spoke? What do you call them?
A Spokaneite.
A Spokaneite. Thank you. It sounds
a Spokaneite.
Like a Spokenite. I just discovered Spokenite. Okay. And that's
my gosh,
cool.
I'm just,
okay,
yeah,
good.
What else can I give you about Washington State? Uh-oh.
Well, I know you love the place. I can tell that. Actually, I do too. It's a great part of the world. It really. I live, and I'm talking to you from the other side of the universe, where it's snowing in 12 degrees today here in Cornish, Maine, in southwestern Maine.
Yep.
So we're talking.
Well, it's about
country.
48 and rainy. It's about 48 and rainy here in Seattle, which is essentially what
typical.
It is for about 6 months.
Yeah, typical. So that's cool. It's great to have you here. And, you know, I always see Microsoft at all the big conferences like ISTE and all that sort of stuff. But
right,
what is Microsoft Philanthropies? What does it actually do? Because it sounds to me, I'm not sure. You got to put that in perspective for me. As a philanthropic organization, are
sure.
you giving money to schools, or are you putting together educational programs for schools, or are you giving them away, that sort of thing? I'm just trying to get that part into perspective, the philanthropy spot.
Well, yeah, it's a little bit of everything you just talked about. You know, the mission of the company is to help all people around the planet achieve more. And at Microsoft Philanthropies, yep. we see our role is really focusing on the for all people around the planet. We extend that to say, regardless of race, gender, economic position, et cetera. And so our role is to take the assets that Microsoft has, whether that's cash or people or employees, technology, advocacy, and bring those to bear to barriers that are really preventing people from full participation in what we think is the digital economy and the digital world.
Right, and what a worthy effort, I have to tell you. And cut it down a little bit further now. And talk what
okay.
you're doing for schools. And actually, this is a good question. All my questions are excellent, but this is a particularly good one. when we talk about schools, are we talking about basically North American schools, or are we talking about schools all over the planet?
Schools all over the planet, as much as we can. You know,
we have
a presence and a commitment in essentially every country that we do business in, which is, gosh, I don't know, 140 countries around the
basically.
World.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I will say we have a very, very significant focus in the United States, for sure. And our work around education sometimes it's working directly with the schools. A lot of times, more often, it is working with nonprofit entities that have a focus on schools and education, or even working alongside governments and state agencies and local education institutions, you know, to really think about how the economy, how the jobs of the future are going to manifest. And then helping schools and nonprofits understand what are the skills that kids are really going to need to ensure that they can fully participate.
Yep.
So that's a lot of the work that we do. There's so much change that's happened in the last 50 years in the economy. And, I mean, you think about it, 50 years ago, most people did not know what computer science was. You know, quite frankly, a lot of people didn't know what engineering was. And, you know, it's a focus for us to really communicate to the education system, gosh, this is what we really need. And, you know, and these are the skills that are required. And then really helping them understand how they can best prepare students. And, of course, we don't get into the work of, you know, how do you teach? I mean, that is the partnership that we have with education institutions. These are the skills or the standards that we hope for. Let's work together to figure out how that best can be, you know, integrated into the curriculum and into standards in the education system.
It's quite, and do those entities that you work with, like an educational organization, I mentioned Rich Long a few minutes ago, all those.
Sure.
How does the connection foster itself? Do you reach out to them normally, or do they reach out to you? You know, how do you guys
both.
Work together? Just that part.
It's both. It's interesting. Like in the case of computer science, let's just take that as an example. It really has become our focus for the last 5 years. I would say originally when we were investigating that as something to really focus in on, it was us reaching out to the great leaders who had been working on this issue for decades. You know, people like Jan Cuney at the National Science Foundation or Ruth Farmer or the folks at NC WIT or the folks at ACM, the Computer Science Teachers Association, you know, some of the higher education entities like the folks at Georgia State. You know, those are the people who really understand what's happening in the education system with regards to computer science. So for us to get smarter, it was reaching out to them and sort of understanding, gosh, these are the things that Microsoft has to offer and the places that we want to learn. Help us, you know, are there partnerships that we can develop to help us get better and help you get better at the same time? So that's an example of where we've reached out to them. Now, you know, moving forward where we've got 5 years of a lot of great work and a lot of great investment in this space, we see more, you know, we see it happening both, like organizations coming to us for, you know, work, like Girls Who Code several years ago came to us. You know, met them, talked to them, and we ended up investing in them. Recently, we went to 4-H as an example.
Oh, I like 4-H. I love the work they do.
Isn't it? 4-H is the coolest organization right now.
It is. A lot of people don't realize that. I did a couple of shows with them.
I know.
They're really a pretty cool organization, I got to tell you.
They are super cool. And, you know, some of the coolest innovation, honestly, in technology is happening in rural America with farming and with advanced manufacturing and different places like that. Exactly. And so our partnership with 4-H is specifically around bringing the computer science knowledge and know-how that we have in the programmatic work that we have to them so that they can reach a whole new set of kids.
Right. And they're also, and I say this as a compliment, okay, there's also a selfish interest, and this is key. It's going to extend over on Microsoft, and that's because you need, and every company out there needs a future workforce.
Yep.
Okay, and thank God you're investing in this, okay, and helping the schools who are challenged all the time with money, etc. Okay, to make it work. I mean, I think that's wonderful, and it's appreciative, and it's so good to hear you guys, as I knew you were, everybody does, know you're standing up for this sort of thing, and if I may use the colloquial term, putting your money where your mouth is, so to speak, okay, really getting the job done. I think it's just great, you know. So what are the programs that you do? You mentioned one of them to me, and it's called, I think this is one of them, and I know you're working with code.org, but there's another one, which I never heard of, called TEALS, and this is a program, and you know this. By the way, thank you for another educational acronym. I appreciate it. This is TEALS.
Yes,
okay.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure. And that one was created by an engineer.
Let me tell everybody what it is. It's Technology, Education, and Literacy, TEAL, in schools, TEALS. Technology, Education, and Literacy. I got it right here. I'm not that smart. Okay, it's a great acronym. But what's that? Tell me how you work with them. That's cool.
Well, TEALS is actually something that this is an example where Microsoft actually built something ourselves.
Oh, good.
It was the vision. But in this case, yes, it's worked great. A great young visionary engineer named Kevin Wang, who is one of those unique people who had an advanced degree in teaching and an advanced degree in computer science. And, you know, personally was sort of always going back and forth about which one do I want to do? Well, he, I'm giving you the long version of this. I hope this is okay.
Do it.
I love the story. So Kevin was here at Microsoft, a young engineer, maybe 6 years ago, maybe seven now, in a local school, lost their computer science teacher, literally like a week before school started. And like the person moved or something like that. And somehow they found Kevin and said, hey, we understand that you actually know how to teach because you have this like teaching degree. And yep. And you're a computer scientist. What are you doing? Do you want to come teach? And Kevin said, okay, fine, I'll do it. But you have to put the class at 8 a.m. first period so I can teach and then go back out to Microsoft to my day job. And it all worked out. Worked great. And then a couple other schools started calling saying, hey, I like that idea. That's kind of cool. Do you got any friends, Kevin, that could do this? And Kevin, sure enough, found a couple other friends. And, you know, that led to about 10 schools, you know, in about a year and a half in the Seattle area teaching computer science. And basically what happens, there's an engineer that teams with what we call the real teacher at a school. And the whole goal is that they work together and team teach. Like the real teacher knows, like, actually how to teach and all the, you know, curriculum management and how to work with kids, pedagogy, all of that. And the engineer knows the content. And basically, it's a knowledge transfer between the two. The engineer gets smarter about how to be in a classroom, and the real teacher starts to understand the content a little bit better. And basically, that model has now grown to, gosh, let me find my stats. I think we're at about 350 schools in the country, 29 states in the country, 29 states. We've reached now about 37,000 kids. And what they teach is either intro to computer science or AP computer science. And it's done, I think there are now, gosh, like 700 volunteers from hundreds of different companies around the United States. They do training in the summer. They get matched with their schools in the fall. They do the classroom work again at first period because all these engineers go off to their regular job. And that's what's happening, and it is unbelievable. It's been so successful. You know, in some cases, we're doing it in a rural environment where the volunteer is actually Skyping into the classroom in support of the real teacher. And, you know, it's one of those things, like it's homegrown here at Microsoft, the visionary effort of one guy who really cares and figured out a way to leverage the best asset that a company has, which is its people, and then bringing them appropriately into a classroom environment and helping that teacher then, you know, ultimately staff up so they can teach on their own. That's what Teals is.
That is wonderful. And by the way, I have to thank you for something. And Teals is mentioned here. This is interesting. You can put the things together for me. I did not know until you mentioned it. Never occurred to me that there was a computer science teachers organization. Okay, csteachers.org. I never knew that till just now. Do you know them? Because I'm going to try to get them on the show. Because I work with all those associations. Would you help me with that?
Fantastic. Yes. Yeah, you know, it's funny. Computer Science Teachers Association has been around for, gosh, I should know this number, but at least a decade, probably a little bit more, and probably a lot longer. You know, it's an organization, you know, just like the NCTM or whatever, where they have the math organization.
Right.
Which basically a professional group that really supports the profession of computer science teachers. And because this industry and this content really is so new, I mean, you think about it, right? Computer science versus physics.
Well, it changes all the time. Let's be honest.
And it changes it. Well, physics has been around forever, right?
Yeah.
And computer science is relatively new. And so the infrastructure to support teachers and principals and students is really being built up right now. And Computer Science Teachers Association is an example of that. And they are going through a bit of a refresh right now that, you know, watch them. And, you know, in the next
I'll get them on the show. I don't have your email. Can I give you mine? And can you write me?
Yeah.
So I have your email. Mine is, and this is for anybody, is edutalklarry@gmail.com. edutalklarry@gmail.com. And if you could take a minute.
Am I supposed to say mine over the radio?
No, you're not, unless you want to. Just write that down and send me an email that I'll have yours.
Okay, we'll write it down and send it to you. Okay.
EduTalkLarry@gmail.com.
Because they need help right now. They need some support, and I know the industry is really supporting them and rallying behind them.
I'll give it to them. And by the way, on the site, just since I saw this here, is csteachers.org, and I'm happy to help them, happy to spread the word, Jane. Just get EduTalkLarry@gmail.com so we can converse that way. And just so you know, there's an ad here that says now hiring for TEALS. Okay, and that's, if I may, TEALSK12.org. Learn more or apply today. Does that help?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. That's awesome. Yep.
Good.
We are, so basically now TEALS as an organization inside, it's a program within Microsoft Philanthropies.
Yeah.
And we have, maybe up to I should know the number. We should maybe 15, that's probably not right, full-time employees that are dedicated to working on TEALS.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, we're doing it now. Okay. And of course, I want to do shows with the Computer Science Association. But if you would like to do some shows on TEALS, I'd be happy to facilitate that with you and get some some of the teachers who are doing it. So I would love this.
Oh,
this is great. You're like a wealth of
questions
here.
There's such cool stories.
Oh,
yeah,
I bet that's why I want to do it.
Neat.
Because we need to know this. And which brings me up an interesting point. Let's take TEALS as an example for Microsoft, which is a good one. Okay. Do you want schools or districts or break it down, whatever, and what grade, et cetera? Do you want them to get in touch with you? How's it all work for them in the individual school?
In the case of TEALS specifically or broadly?
Yes. For TEALS, then you can do broadly if you want.
You said it the other way before,
but I'm curious about TEALS.
Yeah, TEALS is interesting in that there is a whole playbook. That's such a Microsoft word. I hope playbook, how do you apply? What it takes? What are the guidelines? What are the expectations? What are sort of the give gets? That is up on the website, and I think it's TEALSK12.org, or you can go to Microsoft Philanthropies and just find it. It's pretty easy.
According to this, it's TEALSK12.org. Yeah.
That's cool. Okay.
But
so basically, schools can go look at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's high schools.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
And then,
Everybody
schools can apply. And then there's a matching process that works.
It's just wonderful. And let me ask you this, because this is, and I know you guys believe in this, okay, digital skills for all, equity for all, you know that term, certainly, Jane, educational equity, okay? Just talk to me about the efforts of Microsoft, if you can, and I'm sure TEALS does this as well, into I call it the major urban districts, if I may, okay? We want all this to be equal, and you know that.
Yeah. So in the work of computer science, where we see there are great inequities, and frankly, that's one of the reasons why we got involved. And frankly, it's our number one issue that we've really focused on the last 5 years. And the reason is because of the stark inequities that exist. And you compare that with the incredible economic opportunities
These
jobs can bring to someone. And so for us as a company, it's like, gosh, there's this sort of business and economic imperative, but there's also this sort of moral and social imperative that coexists.
I believe that.
We're seeing too few women or girls. We're seeing too few kids of color, particularly Black, African American, Hispanic, Native American, Asian Pacific Islander, Native Alaskan. And then you also see discrepancies among income level, and you see discrepancies among geography. So hence our partnership with 4-H and really working in some of these more rural communities.
Well, good point.
And
well-rounded there.
When you see this inequity and you see the opportunity, it gives us such energy to oh my gosh, this is if you can give some of these kids just the opportunity, even see, a whole new field of study for them and get them turned on, it it could be a game changer for so many of these families. And so that is, it's absolutely at the heart of what we're trying to do. So going back to your question about the urban environments, specifically, Teals, of course, is in a lot of urban districts. It's in, also in a lot mm-hmm. of rural districts.
Mm-hmm.
And again, mm-hmm. that's a process where schools are applying. And then it's about matching and finding volunteers, you know, et cetera, to make that work. Part of, though, our, you know, focus on urban environment comes through our partnership with Code.org. And you might
excellent
not know
this. Excellent
organization,
by the way. Oh, yeah,
excellent
yeah,
organization. Microsoft was the original funder and the largest and is the single largest funder of that organization.
I didn't know that.
President Brad Smith.
That's a great organization. Yeah, that's a great organization.
Our president,
wow.
Brad Smith, was a founding board member. He still sits on that board. And so the design of Code.org, everybody knows them for Hour of Code, right? And the funny thing about that is that it's a tiny part of what they do. The bulk of what they do is work with teachers all around the United States, and they have a whole curriculum pathway that they've developed, and then a whole set of training modules that exist, in-person training modules, a whole network that exists all around the country to help teachers get the skills they need to teach this on their own. And Teals partners with, I think, the top 100 school, or I shouldn't say the top, but, 100 of the largest school districts in the country to really focus in on that urban issue.
Yeah, we cannot waste, for so many reasons, some moral and ethical and some just business-wise, we cannot waste those kids. Those kids are as intelligent
Absolutely
as every other kid in the world. You know, and we've got to give them the opportunity.
Yeah, and think about just the diversity of thought that different kids can bring into this work. I mean, everything, you know, the technology field does, it's so creative. It's so like trying to find social problems that exist throughout the world and then creating solutions
mm-hmm.
for those problems. And you can't do that when you have people that look the same and are only from the same environments.
That's
right.
And so
the notion of us as an industry doing better and helping people achieve more, we have to have diverse talent from all around the globe helping to build those solutions. And so, you know, it's so exciting to think about, like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. You know, like some kid comes in and says, hey, you know, I got mm-hmm. this problem, like in Africa, I've got this problem with water and I'm going to apply
mm-hmm.
this new technology to do, you know, that's incredible.
And, you know, I'm going to tell you something interesting since we're talking Microsoft here, Bill Gates, the Bill Gates Foundation. One of my best friends is probably one of the top 10, my oldest friend in the world, teaches at Columbia, Stu Feierstein. And he's one of the top neuroscientists in the world, but he's an expert on the sense of smell. All right? And, do you know this?
Mm-hmm.
And he was approached by the Gates Foundation. And mm-hmm. to go to the third world, because the sanitation, if we're talking about the same thing, is so poor when people make poo, it just lays there, so to speak. And
I was
going to
say, who's
going to
say the P word first? Is it you
yeah,
or
the
me?
Poo, the poo. And,
the poo,
and
yeah.
Stu was part of the science team. And again, he's a professor at Columbia. And again, my oldest friend, literally just not a day in our lives we didn't know each other, literally. And he was hired by the Gates Foundation to go in there, okay, and try
uh-huh.
to figure out what to do about this odor that is all over the third world. And my point of that is not just to push through, but the other thing is, you know, when you don't understand what people are going through in their area and you don't have their perception, okay, you can't help,
mm-hmm.
okay? And that's why it's so – what you guys are doing. How'd you know about the poo story? How'd you find out about that?
I think, honestly, I have this vision, and I don't know where it was, either on TV or on Twitter or Facebook or something, of Bill Gates smelling these like test tubes of, you know, poo oriented.
Poo.
I don't know what
poo
is
stuff.
In those test tubes, but he was smelling
yeah.
them. And I just yeah, thought well, that was the funniest thing I've ever seen. I'm like, that is awesome.
It.
Go, Bill.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was, you know, the third world, no offense, stinks. Okay. They need proper sanitation. And, you know, but this is what you guys do. And you apply that like you're doing to education. And the other thing, although it's General Electric, you've seen that commercial on TV where that young lady invents things in her house and then goes on to work as a big engineer at GE.
Yes.
And you know, this whole thing with the young ladies, we've wasted that too. We have wasted
absolutely.
That too. Okay,
absolutely.
And it's just absolutely absurd, and just and you guys are doing everything you can to make sure that we get this together. I got to talk more to you, Jane. edutalklarry@gmail.com. Just pop me a note so I get your contact.
Okay, well, I'm in.
Okay, you got it. You got it. You going to do it?
Are you hanging up with me?
Almost. Unless you want to talk about some more. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I just think one thing. I think
all right,
it's
let me
really
ask
important.
You,
for. Oh, okay.
Go ahead. No, you.
Well, I was just going to say. I mean, one of the things that we're really trying to do is elevate success stories where teachers, either for themselves, are getting inspired and learning new things about
mm-hmm.
the scientific world, about ways to relate to kids in different ways. Those stories we're really interested in hearing about, and then we're also really interested in hearing about kids themselves and what they're exploring and what they're identifying and creating, because we can be a great champion for them and for those stories. Like, you know, the Hidden Figures movie. I mean, how incredible was that
point.
Movie?
With
and
that.
How...
Yeah.
Right? And we need to be telling more and more of these kinds of stories. And we can be, that's one of the things Microsoft can do well, is amplify and use our voice to help tell stories. And so for all the teachers that are out there, if you've got amazing stories about young people creating their futures, you know, let us know.
Well, it's wonderful. And Jane, as we do more shows together, and I hope we do, oh, okay, let's try to bring some of those people on and get the word out to all these teachers, et cetera. Okay, please, let's do that. Okay?
Let's do it.
This stuff is just so key. And I wanted to ask you, and I'm glad you didn't let me, quote, hang up on you, although I wouldn't have hung up on you. Okay? You and I are going to be friends because I think we got this conversation going here. This is good. And,
well, hey, Larry,
you know,
we got to talking about poo, so we're friends
for
life.
We're down there. We're
yep.
down there.
Yep.
You know, I got to ask you. You know, we always talk about, and you might have the answer to this. We always talk about kids and computer science, and we want opportunity. All that's accurate, of course, but what is the reaction that you have heard or see from the kids themselves? I mean, we sometimes make the assumption that every kid wants to be a computer scientist or an engineer. We're always pushing
right.
them towards that. Okay. But as you go into the real world, get feedback from your TEALS educators, et cetera. Okay. What are they saying? What's the reaction of the kids to all this? I mean, they are digital natives. They live in a digital world. How deep do they want to go? What do you hear?
Oh, you know, every kid is an individual. And, you know, some take it and say, hey, that was cool. Great. I'm done. I'm not going to take any more. Like, for instance, me in geometry. That was, you know, like, okay, I had enough of geometry. I'm done. You know, I'm going to go
on
to do
some
other things, and that's
Jane.
Just fine.
I knew we had a lot in common.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
But the key is that they have a choice and an opportunity. And so just like that one, you know, person decided not to pursue, there are hundreds and thousands of kids that have said, wait a minute, you mean this game that I play called Minecraft? Like,
yeah,
that could
yeah.
be a job, like,
yeah.
or,
wow,
you know, like, I complain, you know, I've heard kids say, gosh, why don't they make laptops that do X, Y, Z? And I'm like, well, guess what? That could be a job.
Guess what?
You could do that.
Wow.
We need help, you know? So I think seeing, for me personally, that is always And frankly, you got to go, anybody in our work has to go into schools on a regular basis because you have to get fueled by this, is when you see the kid turn on and make that connection like, wait a minute, I can, this, if I like learn this stuff, I can do something really, like that's a job. When you see that and you, and not even a job, right? Like I can create that. Like I can make music in a different way. I can do art in
good
a different
point.
Way. I can like, I'm into fashion design and I can do, you know, like these wearables that they're doing. Like, gosh, I really think, you know, frankly, some of these watches out there, just saying, not so cute. I wouldn't wear one, but there's a lot of young people out there that are going to design those things and make them beautiful. So, you know, that's the thing. And again, it's not, and nor do we want, this is not a field for everybody. It's not. I am not a computer scientist. But it is something that we think should be an opportunity for some, for a kid to decide.
In this
like,
day and age, especially.
In this
day and age.
To decide, right?
Yeah.
The system shouldn't decide. The kid should decide. And if they love it, great. If they don't, you know, fine. But the skills that they learn, even in basic computational thinking, you know, the skills you learn with logic and problem solving and sequencing and pattern finding and data analytics that are all core to, you know, intro computer science, those things are going to be useful no matter what you do, especially in a digital-fueled economy. So, you know, that's sort of the mantra for us. It's not going to be for every kid, but every kid should get a chance.
You got it. You got it. We're going to do more, Jane. Okay?
Okay.
Send me that email. Did you write it down,
right,
Jane? Did
on.
You write it down? Did you write it down?
What?
Did you write my email address down?
I have your email address, yeah.
Pop me an email, okay? And I'm going to get back to you.
Okay.
We'll catch some stuff in. Now I'm going to hang up on you, but nicely.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And listen, we'll talk this week. I'll send you, we'll exchange some information, and you have a great
sounds
holiday
great.
Out there, even though Santa doesn't have to wear the heavy suit because it's 49 degrees.
Well, it's rainy, though, so.
Okay, he should wear a poncho. He should wear a poncho. And
yeah.
By the way,
happy
about
holidays
yesterday's,
to everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. By the way, and sorry about the Seahawks yesterday. Sorry.
Yeah, well, like I said, go dogs. Fiesta Bowl.
There you go.
Fiesta
go
Bowl.
Dogs.
Okay.
I love it. Okay.
Bye.
Thanks, Jane. You're terrific. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Wow.
Bye.
Wow. Bye, Jane. Happy holidays. And wow, that was more fun than a barrel of monkeys. Okay. Jane Broom, who's the senior director at Microsoft Philanthropies. Try saying that 10 times fast. And you can follow Jane over at Jane Broom. And I'm sure if you Google Microsoft Philanthropies, you'll find her. Also, TealsK12.org. In case you missed that, Jane's going to put me in touch with a lot of this. We're going to do more. This is really cool stuff. All right. We're going to archive over at education-talkradio.org, and we'll tweet out a direct link over at the EduTalk Radio. Follow us, friend us, whatever. My name's Larry Jacobs. Tuesday, tomorrow, we got three shows, good ones, including one on net neutrality. All right, with my good buddy John Harrington. All right, and how it affects schools. All right, so give a listen to that. I'm Larry Jacobs, Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thank you, Jane. That was just great. Everybody have a great day.